You are listening to WDET Fort Washington, and it is a beautiful night in Westbury as we get set for tonight's Vikings matchup. I'm Matt Levine alongside my partner Dylan Spilka. A terrific basketball game for you tonight. It's the young Fort Washington Vikings at 8-7 against the Westbury Green Dragons at 8-5. Westbury defeated Fort Washington in the last game 57-48. The Vikings are looking for a strong bounce back game as they focus on climbing up their division with an away win. Now we go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Tonight, Fort Washington has to heat up from behind the arc. The shooting in the last game against the Green Dragons was a dismal 27%, and that needs to be fixed if the Vikings want an away victory tonight. The perimeter shooting starts with the team's leaders, Connor Shanahan and Joe Malcone. Fort needs to play consistent on offense, especially down low, with Garrett Russell and Daniel Dash. Winning the rebound battle and being aggressive down though will open up opportunities on the outside for the Viking sharpshooters. We're just moments away from tipping things off, and let's take a look at today's starting lineups.
For the Vikings, we will have senior Connor Shanahan at the point, along with Joe Malcone and Amark Daly, Daniel Dash, and Garrett Ressa. And we'll be right back with tip-off and action from this boys' varsity basketball game.
WDOT Fort Washington, you're just getting ready for tip-off. Fort Washington coming out in their navy green jerseys and Westbury wearing their white jerseys. Daniel Dash and Frazier will fight for the tip-off at the start of this game, and here we go. The Vikings look to bounce back from the loss that they suffered from Westbury just a week ago, and the tip goes to the Westbury by Westbury. Don't have the ball, he swings it up top to Red. That is the ball guarded by Shanahan, swings it to the left side, to the same day, gives it down to Frazier. Frazier goes up on Dash, goes right on to Stewart. Frazier goes right up the two spot, and Westbury with an early lead. Now Daly drives out of the way, he dishes down to Daniel Dash in the paint, and he scores for two.
From the big man there, going up strong to the rim.
About 30 seconds in, and Red with the ball attacks, swings it to the right side. To Bayer Mazur, swings it on the wing. To Dunlop, gives it down low to City Mayor, who's fouled on the way up, and he will shoot two. Quick pace to the game, 45 seconds in. Bayer turns with the basket, and the same card will shoot two from the home. Daniel Dash on the foul, this is first. Daniel Dash will be very busy tonight as Westbury comes out with a very tall lineup as the first free throw attempt from St. Mary's. And he will have one more attempt from the charity strike.
Hello?
His attempt is off the front rim, no good. Rebound to the rim. Shanahan lobs it to Mark Daly, just past midcourt. He swings across court, dangerous pass, corralled by Malcone. He's at the top, slows down the offense before Washington. He swings it to the right wing to Russell. Tries to find Malcone down low, decides to give it to Shanahan on top. Gives it back down to Russell, who goes to the right and swatted away by Frazier. Back the other way for a quick choice. Here comes Dunlap for a transition out of this goal. For Dunlap.
The Vikings cannot let Westbury get ahead by a big margin. The Vikings are not allowed to fall behind big in this game. They need to stay in this one.
Westbury trying to put on an early press and is easily broken by the Vikings as Malcone gets a wide open lane. 6:30 to go. Westbury leads 5-4 as Webb brings up the ball. He makes a move on Malcone and drives right into the paint. He drives behind Frazier and it's surrounded by Webb as the result is flat. And back up top comes Dunlap, guarded by Shannon. Dunlap looks for the ball. He drives right. He puts up a floater off the front rim. No good. Rebound Shanahan. He's smart here, and there'll be a foul on Jalen Dunlap.
Keep me up. It's an O.
Fouls on number four.
All right. The ball will go under the Vikings basket. That is Dunlap's first foul of the game. And the first team foul for the Green Dragons. Shanahan with the end. He's looking for a pass, running out of time. He finds Malcone on the right side. The ball is immediately stripped away. Very slow pace to Ford on that inbound to the Costa with an easy bucket. And they come back the other way, break the press. They have a 2-on-1. Mark Daly goes right on Frazier, who swats it away. And it's grabbed by Russell in deep and tries to find Malcone on the outside.
on the pass to Shannon, who pulls up from the elbow. The shot is no good. Rebound Buffalo, grabbed by Dash. He kicks it back to Dentley, who's right at the left elbow, and he gets it in.
Good rebounding by Dash there. He did not give up on the play, and he found his man for the assist.
He said in the keys to the game for Washington has to be strong on the glass, and Daniel showing it there. Setting up an easy two for fourth, and back the other way. Westbury with Saint-Bert on the top, they give it deep to Frazier. Double team by Daly. Daly strips away the ball. Ball from Daly. It will be Westbury ball under the Vikings basket with 5:16 remaining. As Westbury maintains a 1-point lead.
And they lose.
Get down to Frazier, who kicks it up top to Red. He waits, calls out the play, guarded by Malcone. He swings it in deep to Frazier. The pass tipped away by Dash, but it's corralled by Frazier in deep. He gives it to Saint-Bert, who pulls up from just the ball two. It's rebounded by Bayonets. It's swatted away by Dash. Great interior defense by Daniel Dash early on. It's almost under 5 minutes remaining.
It's almost unfair, Dash's height advantage against these players. He just trails behind them, waiting for them to shoot, and he just swats away the ball.
Same there, advance to Frazier. He pulls up immediately from three range, and it's good for Frazier. Westbury leads 9-6 as Court looks to break the press. Ressa on the right wing, he gets it back on top of Shannon. Westbury lowers in the zone defense. As Shannon has to go on the right wing. He dribbles back to top and gives it down low to Ressa. He makes a move, he kicks it down low to Dash, and Dash puts it in the middle.
Dash all over the court on both sides of the ball, playing very well at the start of this game.
Red has the ball, he puts up a floater. No good, rebound to Dash. Not a good shot by Red there. Wasted the possession very quick, and Daly comes the other way. He loses a dribble, but is able to kick it up top to Shannon, who swings it to the elbow to Dash. Pump fakes, he kicks it to Malcone. He finds a driving Russell in the paint and kicks it out to Daly on the right wing. Daly drops it back on top to Shannon, and he pulls up from three. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound all the way up top. Fought for, grabbed by Daly, and Russell will drive and kick back out to Malcone, and he pulls up from three. Off the front rim, no good.
These wide open shots from the Vikings aren't looking pretty as they miss both of those right there.
Uncontested threes from Bill Washington as Westbury goes up from three, and it's no good. Bill Washington back the other way. Ressa in deep. He goes for the layup right on Saint Bear. Dunlap to bring up the ball for the Green Dragons. Guarded by Shannon at the top. Looks to drive again. He drives right all the way to the basket. And it's good for Dunlap. Excellent drive by Dunlap. Well deflected. Well guarded by Shanahan, but a good basket. And back the other way, Shanahan finds Dana Dash for the home run pass, and he dribbles it off his own foot. It will be Westbury ball. 13 to 20. Westbury leads 11-8. It'll be Saint Bear to inbound to underneath their own basket, and Red to bring it up for the Green Dragons. Guarded by Stoker, looks to drive into the paint. The ball is kicked away, knocked away, stolen by Stoker. Stoker in transition, brings the ball back the other way. Kicks it to Daly, gives it right back to Stoker for the layup, no good. And the putback by Garrett Russell is good.
Good way to trail by Russell there. Going for the offensive rebound on the putback.
Dunlap at the top in a good court, guarded by Shanahan heavily. With 2:40 remaining. Red with the ball, kicks it
in deep.
Dribble, kicks it back on top of Frazier. He gets it inside to Dunlap. Dunlap pulls up from the free throw line. And it's good for Dunlap.
Dunlap with the good shot so far. The floater and that jump play looking very nice.
Doesn't tell where to go. Watch
your phone.
Stay short.
Westbury leads 13 to 10 with 2:15 remaining. Russell with the ball on the left side. He's double teamed. The ball's taken away by Frazier. And Frazier picks it up to Dunlap. And the ball's knocked around and taken away by Shannon. Shannon with the ball in transition. And he gets fouled in the play by Dunlap. The reaching foul on Dunlap. It will be Port Washington inbound near midcourt. And a substitution. For number 21, Karan Vineyard. Shannon at the top. He gives it in deep to Stoker near the free throw line. He tries to find Dash. The ball's knocked around. And it will be out on Dana Dash as he tries to go up.
it would be Westbury ball. That's two turnovers for Daniel Dash early in this first quarter.
He needs to do a better job of grabbing that basketball and going up strong.
He's
letting the Westbury defenders get to him as he loses the ball.
Everyone himself twice.
Nah, that nigga touched the ref.
It'll be Red inbounds. He'll inbounds it to Sam Barron. He kicks it right back to him as Red will bring up the ball. Westbury. Red brings it up slowly, guarded by Shanahan. He drops it up top to Bayonets. Bayonets looks to the left side to Vineyard. Vineyard drops it down to the left side. He pulls up another great rebound on Frazier with a controls by five as Shanahan brings it right down the wing. He pulls up and it's no good. Rebound to Frazier. And Red brings up the ball. He goes right to the rim on Jalen. And the floater is there. Westbury leads by seven, their largest of the game so far, with just a minute to go here in the first quarter. Spoken with the ball, finds Shanahan, he kicks it all the way to the other side to Daly. Daly drives, he drops it to Dash. Pump fakes, he kicks it up to Shanahan, he pulls up in three. And the three-pointer is good from Shanahan.
Finally, Connor Shanahan able to get a shot to go. He's got a couple good looks. And he finally sinks his first basket of the game.
I
like to see that from Shanahan. He's a very streaky shooter. But Washington would like to see him get going as they trail by four with 40 seconds remaining. 18 seconds between shot and game clock as Red brings the ball for the Blue Dragons up top. He drives left off of the Frazier pick. They give it go. The ball taken away, stripped by Ressa, and he takes the ball to the ball. With 25 seconds to go. 20 seconds to go. And Mark Daly has the ball up top, which will be the last possession, it seems, for the quarter. So Washington trying to Travis bring down this lead as Shanahan puts up a three off the back rim, no good. With 2 seconds to go, rebound by Ressa. He puts up a three, and it's no good. It's out of bounds with 0.4 seconds on the clock. And in comes Ben Spear for the Vikings and Daniel Dash for the Green. Shanahan will inbound. Portland most likely not have enough time for a shot as they inbound to Spear. He gets off the shot and it's in for Spear. Port Washington with the buzzer beater shot to minimize the lead to two as we end the first quarter with Westbury leading by two, and we will be right back with more second quarter Vikings basketball.
And as we get ready to start the second quarter, the Westbury Green Dragons hold the lead of 17-15 as the Vikings are inbound from the closer sideline to where me and Dylan, excuse me, Dylan and I were sitting, and the Vikings are on Ben Spear on the right wing. Gets it up top to Stolper. Stolper picks up his dribble at the top, bounce pass in the post, and feeds Ressa. Ressa goes up strong. In and out, no good on the shot. Unlucky basket. As Jalen Dunlap comes the other way for Westbury. That is number 21, Karan Vineyard, who is called for a travel on the left wing. And with 7:37 to play, the Vikings will get the ball right back as Shanahan brings it up. Westbury playing a 2-3 zone, which is unusual for high school teams, as normally they play man-to-man. As Stolper at the top, one bounce, feeds Spear. Spear with a jumper, it's good. Ben Spear, 2-for-2 on his shots today.
We'd like to see Ben Spear be aggressive down low. He has a nice shot for him. And when he gets hot, he can get really hot. And Port needs that if they want to stay in this game.
As Isaiah Baynes gets to the top and feeds Dunlap. Dunlap is guarded by Shanahan. One bounce and shot is no good. And that's rebounded by Mark Daly. Mark Daly's trapped and he gets away, giving it to Shanahan at the top. Shanahan, no look pass to Sulfur. He is blocked away by Tyreek Frazier of Westbury. And that goes out of bounds as Port will take over under the basket.
Third block. Frazier is a huge force down low and he will swat anything in sight.
Russell receives the inbound. Back to Stolper. Shanahan in the corner. Shanahan feeds. That's Spear. Spear pass is tipped away. And Shanahan corrals it. Shanahan. Floater passes to Ressa. Shot is up. No good. Again, block. Frazier. Three blocks in a matter of seconds for Frazier as Dunlap comes the other way. And that's Red in the corner. Red. Floater. It's no good. Rebounded by himself. As he puts it back up with the left hand off the glass. And he gets it to go.
rebounding by Rook, very aggressive down low, creating his own opportunities.
Shanahan bounce pass to Stolper. Stolper gets Shanahan at the top again. Drives a little bit, pulls it back out. Nice feed into the lane to Ressa. Ressa with a fake. Shot up, no good, and that's rebounded by Dunlap. Asking the ref for a foul, but gets no call. Comes the other way. Crossover dribble, driving the paint. Shot is up off the glass. A pretty move, and that goes as the Westbury Green Dragons lead 21-17. Right back the other way. Stolper in the corner. Shanahan at the top. He finds Spears. Spears shot. He got it. Spears 3-for-3 from the field with 6 points, cutting that lead to 21-19.
Well, Washington doing a much better job shooting from the elbow and near the free throw line than they are hitting layups. Frazier's a huge force down low, and he's really rejecting anything in sight, but the shooting from Ben Spear is really helping this team out right now.
And that's Red bringing up the ball. Dunlap on the right wing. Screen by Baynes. Dunlap feeds it to Red. In the corner is Vineyard. No good on the shot. That's a brick, and that's rebounded by Spear. The other way is Shanahan. Shanahan, nice feed into the lane, goes Daly, and that's good for the lay-in as the game is tied at 21. And a timeout is called by head coach Jason Bryant of the Green Dragons. This game is tied at 21 with 5:14 left in the first half. We'll be right back here with more of second quarter action. As he gets set to start after this timeout, 5:14 remaining in the first half, 21-21. We're all tied up, and Westbury will bring up the ball. And Jordan Red kicks it out to Vineyard. Vineyard to Frazier in the post. Frazier, a couple dribbles. Shot is up, blocked away, but gets his own rebound. And strong dribble for the lay-in.
There's not much more Ben Spear can do on defense there. That was good defense. He got the block on Frazier early on, but it's too big and too physical to be denied.
And coming the other way, in the paint. Bounce pass, nice no-look pass to Spear, who misses his first shot. A reverse lay is no good for the Vikings.
Like this, like yesterday.
Picks up a dribble and kicks it out to Baynes. And to Vineyard, back to Baynes on the left wing. Guarded by Ressa, drives, kicks it out to Vineyard, stolen away by Mark Daly. But that is dribbled out of bounds as he tried to corral it, and that will stay Westbury. 17 on the shot clock. Inbound for Westbury. Frazier gives it to Ray. Back to Dunlap at the top. He is guarded by Shanahan. 7 on the shot clock. Dunlap from the elbow is no good. And that's rebounded by Ressler. The other way. Comes Daly with 4:09 to play. Westbury leads 23-21. Daly drives in the paint, puts up the lay-in. He got it. A good swim move with the basketball to get to the lay-in for Mark Daly. Gordon Red bringing up the ball, gives it to Dunlap on the right wing. Baynes, he drives. Shot is up, and a foul is called.
I think that looked like a lockdown. Looks like he took an extra step to get to the basket there. Showing to really his fury as a referee. But now Baynes will go to the line and shoot too.
3:47 remaining, and this game is tied at 23. Baynes at the line for 2. First shot is good. And coming in for Westbury is number 14, Kevin Bertrand. And taking the seat is Ron Vineyard. Baynes at the line for his second shot. Off the back iron, rebound by Ressa. Ressa's almost thrown away. Gets it back. Cross court to Shanahan. Gets it out to Spear, back to Shanahan. Shanahan top of the key for 3. He got it. Nice shot from Ron Shanahan, giving him the Vikings a lead, 26-24.
Good quick ball movement after reaching the rest for the Vikings there. Good move between Spear and Shanahan to give the wide open shot for Shanahan.
3:22 to play in the half. And Baynes is in the corner. Drives baseline. Strong pass is corralled by number 14. Kevin Bertrand missed and rebounded by Dunlap, who gets the lay-in. And crashed to Connor Shanahan last play. With 3 minutes, tied at 26. Shanahan bounce pass is stolen away by Baynes. Baynes the other way. Gives it to Red. Red drives baseline. And he picks it up, passes to Bertrand. Shot is no good, and that's rebounded by Daly. Daly corrals it.
2:42 to play. Russell in the corner, drives baseline. Kicks it out to Shanahan. Shanahan, corner shot for three, air ball. Way off. And rebound by Frazier. Dunlap the other way with 2.5 to play, 26 all. And Dunlap is fouled on the floor.
On that last offensive possession by Fort Washington, Connor Shanahan is such a high arcing shot. It's hard to tell whether it's going to float in or just be an air ball. There's not really much in between. But Shanahan, very consistent this game so far. He's really hitting his spots from three. And Fort Washington has tied this game up for that reason.
Dunlap pass is stolen away by Spear. That's corralled by Shanahan. 2:15 to play in the half. Shanahan drives. Euro step moves. He got it and one. Count the basket with a reverse lay-in.
Shanahan's doing everything right now. The Euro step inside, hitting from range. He's really having a good bounce back game against Westbrook.
After Shanahan's back-to-back games with 3 points of peace in both of those games, he is lighting it up early on right now. And Dunlap will go to take a seat, and Vineyard will come back in for the Green Dragons. Shanahan's shot. He completes the 3-point play. At the 29-26 Vikings with 2:10 to play in the half. Jordan Redd will bring it across half court. Guarded by Stolper. Stolper playing aggressive defense. Forces to pick up dots on the floor. And Redd drives all the way in. Loses the basketball. But they are the referee signals that is off Ben Spear of the Vikings, and that will stay here.
That just looked like it was miscontrolled by number 10 by Red. I did not see Ben Spear touch the ball. He tried to feed his pace to the referee, but it ends up with Green Dragons ball underneath the Vikings basket.
And that pass was tipped away by Ressa, and they were calling out of bounds as his entire body was out of bounds, laying on the floor, tipped the pass away. So with 18 on the shot clock and 1:54 to play in half, Westbury will inbound from the sideline. Inbound is to Bursack. Bertrand gives it to Vineyard. Vineyard, crossover move. He drives. Shot up. And a traveling violation is called as Shanahan slaps his way in happiness. Almost taunting a little bit back and forth between these two teams. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Shanahan crosses half court, drives all the way in. Porter is blocked away. A phenomenal block by Van Ays coming the other way. And a double dribble is called on Jordan Redd. And we have back and forth turnovers between these two teams as there is just a minute and a half to play.
For Washington, very lucky on that possession. It could have been an easy 2 points, but a lucky double dribble by Westbrook.
29-26, the Vikings lead. Spear at the top. Daly in the corner. Finds Ressa in the post. And the pass is tipped out of bounds by Van Ays. With 23 on the shot clock, that will stay Vikings ball.
The combination of Van Ays and Frazier in deep is lethal, as Port Washington's having trouble hitting on any layups at this point.
It's almost like Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins of the New Orleans Pelicans as that shot misses from Shanahan. And coming the other way is Westbury with a minute and 12 to play in half. They are trailing by three. Van Ays in the post. Good move. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Ressa. A minute to play. 29-26. Daly will cross half court. Shanahan left wing. Fakes the three. Steps back. Stolper. Corner shot is no good. A brick from Jack Stolper. And coming the other way is Westbury. Bertrand feeds Vineyard. Vineyard almost travels, but no call. Drips up top. Frazier in the post. Frazier aggressive. Picks up a pivot foot, but no travel is called. And an official blows the whistle with 33.1. They signal that Bertrand possessed the ball out of bounds, and that will be Vikings basketball with another turnover here at the left end.
Vikings are throwing their bodies all over the place to try to corral this ball. There's a lot of team spirit right now as they maintain the 3-point lead, trying to pull off the upset.
Shot clock turned off with 25 to play in the half. Vikings look for one shot. Shanahan, a couple of dribble moves, he's guarded by Redd. Screened by Spear. Spear gets it at the top, swing it around to Daly. Daly drives. Behind the back, bounce pass to Stolper. Back to Daly, top of the key for three. No good off the front end. Rebounded by Stolper. 7 seconds left. before Washington corrals it. Shanahan for deep three.
He got it. As time expires, Connor Shanahan, it's the deep three to go into the locker room. And the Vikings lead 32-26.
We'll be right back here with the second half from this basketball game.
And we are back with second half basketball here at Westbury, where Washington maintains a 6-point lead over the Westbury Green Dragons. This might be a little bit of an upset. Westbury lies one position ahead of them in the conference standings at 8-5 with the tiebreak over the Washington as they won last year. Big away win here for the Washington, huge for them in the conference standings.
Pulls up for the play. And a good run. actually right about there on a great shot by Dunlap. He pulls the dragon to pick two. Then he on the far side. Drops it up top to Stolby. That's what she's got. Aggressive move off in front of them, no good. Dunlap at the ball for the good job. 4:13 and then 38-36. Red with the ball up top, guarded by Stolper. And Dunlap just pulls up the three to flip the top. I haven't seen a lot of Blazers, much as what they probably like it. Now it's up to 1 point on the shot of Jason Dunlap, and Daly has. He kicks out of the third. He's got this. First time Westbury has lead since the second quarter. Dunlap at the ball on the side, guarded by Shanahan. Dunlap can control this game right now. He will shoot from anywhere on Shanahan. He pulls up for a deep two, no good.
I read the message.
Staying with him though, not really the key. The court watches the game like Daly at the top. Daly drives right. He kicks inside the Jazz. He puts up a layer, but it's no good from Jazz. Jazz really struggling inside now. Dunlap at the ball. He drives right. He kicks it. He up top to Red. Red now to the baseline. Dunlap at the ball. Guarded by Shanahan. Dunlap with the control. He takes up another shot. No good. Rebound. Smartboard. Grabbed by Dan Ace. He goes up to the left. And it's good. And he's fouled on the play.
Go ready, Ed.
That will be for Washington's second team foul, and the Dragons. So, and Joe Maraconi is subbing for the Vikings as Stolper and Dash will take a rest. Bayonets will have one attempt to complete and one left. His shot from the line is good. Just over 2.5 remaining in the third quarter. Marconi with the ball. First time he's seen the fourth quarter. Shot to Margera to put it past half court, guarded by Red. Daly makes a nice drive. The ball stripped away. It is out on Margera. And it will be the Nuggets ball as Drew's screen at the move around the ball. Not a lot of ball movement, as much as the head coach might see so far from the Vikings. Right to bring up the ball. The comeback hits another shot and goes to the Dragons. West Ham leading by 6 with 2 minutes to go.
Dunlap does on this.
Tight defense on Dunlap as he pulls up for another mid-range. off the front rim, no good. Rebound fought for. And the refs call it out on Mark Daly. It'll be Westbury ball. .2 remaining. Westbury has a 2-point lead. They lead 46-43. And Bay and A's get inbound for the Green Dragons. He kicks to Dunlap on the far side, immediately contested by Shanahan. He gives it up top to Sandberg, swings it to the left side to Reed. Now down low to Frazier, guarded by Spear. Frazier with a nice move on that spin, puts it in. Shanahan, home run pass to Ben Spear, back the other way, and one for Ben Spear. Aggressive layup from an excellent pass from Shanahan, and Ben Spear will go to the line and shoot one.
Cross-court pass, home run pass, and finish by Ben Spear on that possession.
Very high score game in Westbury as Westbury leads 48-45 as Ben Spear will have one attempt from the line to complete his and one. Very tight game so far. Both teams going back and forth. Ben Spear back to the line at 42. Short three or two. Dunlap looks to shoot down the clock, guarded by Shanahan, with about 15 seconds remaining. Looking to push this lead into the fourth as Dunlap puts up a floater. It's in and out, and it's rebounded by Daly with 6 seconds remaining. And it's stripped away by Dunlap, who puts up a floater. Tries to put out a fourth quarter, blocked away by Daly, and that is how we will enter the fourth quarter with the Vikings trailing 50-46, and we will be right back with fourth quarter basketball as the Vikings look to climb back into this game.
We are back here to start the fourth quarter, the fourth and final period of regulation as the Westbury lead Dragons lead 50-46. Fort Washington will have that position coming into the fourth quarter. And Mark Daly,
is able to hit these shots.
As he misses his first shot from the charity stripe, he will go to the line once again,
I know that, but
hoping to cut this deficit to 2 points.
Close 6'9", some shit.
Second shot from the stripe. After a couple of dribbles, he got it. 52-50. Green Dragons lead. As Jordan Grant will bring it up for it. Green Dragons, he crosses half court. He is guarded by Joe Maltoni. It around to Dunlap, who finds Frazier in the post. Frazier, nice fade into Baynes. Baynes back to Sandberg. He misses the shot from the corner, and that's rebounded by Daly. Pushing up the pace, he beats Shanahan. Shanahan shot from the paint. It's in and out. Looks good, but they're not getting to go. And that rebound is tipped
Behind you,
not. That's a 6 frame shot. get another from the strike. And Retta, second shot is there. The timeout is signaled by Westbury's head coach, Jason Bryant. And Vikings trail by 10. We'll be right back at the last 3 minutes and 14 seconds of this ballgame. 3 minutes and 14 seconds on the clock. Vikings trail by 10. Westbury the signal for the timeout. We come out of it. And Zane Burger comes down to Jason. He is red. Red breaks the press. Coming the other way. Shot is up and he is fouled. Stupid foul by Ben Spear. Red, two shots in the line. 3:07 as they always fell by 10.
Red will go to the line for some shots.
Red is doing a nice job driving into the lane and forcing Fort Washington to foul them on the inside. It's a real triple threat with Red, Frazier, and Dunlap. All for this Westbury team, which can be extremely dangerous. And they've really taken over this game.
As Red misses the first, he connects on the second. To give Westbury an 11-point lead, 63-52, and Daly will take it across half court. Set up the offense for the Vikings. The whistle is blown by the officials. I don't know what is being signaled right now. The officiating crew blew the whistle for no apparent reason. Head coach Jason Bryant is pointing at something on the court at the ref. It'll still be Fort Washington ball near midcourt. And Fort Washington seems really got away from him. Their interior offense has really struggled as Frazier has really dominated the game inside. And Fort Washington's outside shots, especially with Connor Shannon, really slowed down in this fourth quarter. And that was Ben Spear and Connor Shannon are the two top scorers of today. For Fort Washington.
Shut up!
Problems on the sideline are still going on. There might be an issue with the substitutions. We really aren't sure. They haven't called anything on the board.
I think it's an issue with the clock. It was just 3:06, and they just put the clock down to 3 minutes. And now it's back up to 3:06. I'm very confused what is going on with the officiating crew and the score table. And nothing changes at this. Still 3 minutes. 6 seconds to play, and Mike is going down from the sideline. Finds Shanahan. Shanahan finds Daly. Daly left wing. His pass is picked and corralled by Stolper. Stolper arrives at the top. Right, left wing. He is Daly on the right. Back into Shanahan, and Spears takes the three, drives in a little bit. Shot is no good. And
slow as a block.
His pass. Foul down, that's a foul chain there.
Good goal,
Matt! And the referee signals that on the clock. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Westbury leads by 11, and they will take it out under their own basket, going the other way. St. Bear inbounds to Frazier, and Frazier will take it up himself. As he finds Red now, Red will bring it up. Red escapes the press. Crossing that court. Here's a two. Dunlap. Screened by Frazier. Dunlap, double dribble. Step back. Back to Frazier in the post. Frazier, spin move, shot up. No good. That's rebounded by Baines. Got the lane. No good. That's rebounded by Retta. Finding Daly. Has the play. Daly drives in the paint. Stuffs it under. He's Stolper. Stolper. Spear. Spear. Top of the key for three. Spear hits the three. 8 points for Westbury as they lead 63-55 with just under 2 minutes to play as they call a timeout. We'll be right back here with the last 2 minutes. 2 minutes on the clock. And Westbury comes out inbounding with the lead by 8-55. And St. Bear finds Frazier, who finds Dunlap. Dunlap is guarding.
Nice to be for
Washington really had a chance to come back there, but Connor Daniels tried to force a pass inside to Mark Daly, and it led to a and one on the other way. Back to a double-digit lead for the Green Dragons. 2 minutes remaining. It's going to be a hard fight for Fort Washington to come back in this one.
Red makes it to their left joint. Completing a 3-point play. Shanahan crosses that court with 36 on the clock. Spear, the left wing. By Shanahan. Shanahan from deep 3-point land. No good. Very close, but off the front rim. And Wade saves it from the bounds, but throws it out of bounds himself. As they lead by 11, Volkan the bench will check in for his first sighting of the game as he gets up for a minute to shoot. Shanahan will inbound. Shanahan finds Spears. Spears dribbles in, shot from the elbow. No good, that's rebounded by Ressler. Shot is up and fouled. He goes to the line for 2 with a minute and 20 to play. As they trail by 11 points, 66-55.
And fouls number 25.
Foul is on third. Number 25 is there. That is his third and the team's sixth.
And foul is in the
and Russell comes home. Charity strike with 2 shots.
Only 120 remaining. It's going to be a hard feat for Fort Washington to come back in this one. Down by 11. We've got to give credit to Westbury here. They've really pulled away here. They've had a great game offensively, and they've really exploded in this fourth quarter, not missing many shots and not having as many turnovers.
And the second shot from Ressa is off the front rim and tipped out of bounds by Burley on the other side. So Westbury gets it, faking the home run pass and dunk my pursuit to get that. He's triple teamed, but gets the pass away to Bernays. Bernays travels, and no call. No call, and now there's signal for it as Bernays took 5 steps without dribbling, and there was no whistle. And now the signal bit as Westbury is hit by 10 with a minute and 9 to play. Mark Daly will inbound. They hit a 3 here for Washington. Corner up to the top and finds the bench in the corner. That's back to Spear. It's a 2x5 almost. 56 seconds. Volkan Levent from deep 3 cannot hit. And a cross court foul. Red behind the back room. And he is fouled on the drive as he will run to the line for 2 shots. It's 48.2 seconds. This game's out of reach as Westbury will take home the win. Red will go to the line for 2, already leading by 10.
Shanahan in the hard foul game clearly showing some frustration as he had a much better game than he had last game. He's really been hitting from 3 this entire game. And he's really kept Fort in it for the majority of this contest. But his offense, and along with Ben Drew's offense, has not been enough.
And Red misses the free throw. And back to Nolper. Check in for LeBent. LeBent 0 for 1 on the day. And Red takes the second one. And they lead now by 11. Nolper will push it across that corner. Gives it to Shanahan. Shanahan some deep 3. And no good on off the back iron. And Westbury come the other way. Dunlap. And he takes the lane. 59-56. They lead by 13. 30 seconds left. Spear in the corner. Spear for 3. And no good, way off, rebounded by Daly, puts up a floater, but too little too late as they now trail by 11.
Why are you fouling?
Foul by Shanahan,
not coming back.
With 21 seconds to play. They are far out of reach.
Stop.
And now Shanahan fouls Dunlap, and Dunlap will go to the line. 69-58. Westbury leads. 21.5 to play. Dunlap out of the line. 2 shots. His first. It's no good. Excuse me, 1 shot, they were in the 1-1. Shanahan in the corner for 3. And he's no good. And another foul.
Why are you still fouling?
12.6 seconds.
Okay, hey.
69-58 still. 11-point lead for Westbury. The foul is on Mark Daly.
Smack
Second foul for Mark Daly.
Rager had a very nice day for himself. 12 points. Then at the line. Once again, misses the shot. As Shanahan rebounds it across the back court. And Shanahan gets to Daly. Daly pulls the trigger for three. He's no good. Oh, it actually goes in off the rope, though, so that is out of bounds. It's off the top of the backboard. It's out of bounds with 4.8 to play. They roll it in, and they will dribble it out as Westbury takes this one, 69-68.
And now it's the sole second place in the conference. For Washington looks to bounce back Wednesday to take on East Meadow in East Meadow. We thank you for listening, and Joe Spoko and Matt Levine saying so long from Westbury High School.